The Pacific Ring of Fire is an area where a large number of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur in the basin of the Pacific Ocean. In a 40,000-kilometer horseshoe shape, it is associated with a nearly continuous series of oceanic trenches, volcanic arcs, and volcanic belts and/or plate movements. The Ring of Fire has 452 volcanoes and is home to over 75% of the world's active and dormant volcanoes. About 90% of the world's earthquakes and 81% of the world's largest earthquakes occur along the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a direct result of plate tectonics and the movement and collisions of lithospheric plates. Here along the western coast of the United States, a portion of the Pacific Plate along with the small Juan de Fuca Plate are being subducted beneath the North American Plate. The famous and very active San Andreas Fault Zone of California is a transformed fault which offsets a portion of the East Pacific Rise under southwestern United States and Mexico. The motion of the fault generates numerous small earthquakes at multiple times a day, most of which are too small to be felt. The nearby San Andreas and Hayward faults are responsible for much earthquake activity, although neither physically passes through the city of San Francisco itself. The San Andreas Fault caused the earthquakes of 1906 and 1989 in the city. Minor earthquakes occur on a regular basis. The threat of major earthquakes plays a large role in the city's infrastructure development. The city has repeatedly upgraded its building codes, requiring retrofits for older buildings and higher engineering standards for new construction. However, there are still thousands of smaller buildings that remain vulnerable to quake damage. In the western United States lies the Cascade Volcanic Arc. It includes nearly 20 major volcanoes, among a total of over 4,000 separate volcanic vents. Volcanism in the arc began about 37 million years ago. However, most of the present-day Cascade volcanoes are less than 2 million years old. And the highest peaks are less than 100,000 years old. Perhaps most memorable to U.S. citizens, the 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens was the most significant to occur in the lower 48 states in recorded history. The eruption was preceded by a two-month series of earthquakes and steam venting episodes, caused by an injection of magma at shallow depth below the mountain that created a huge bulge and a fracture system on Mount St. Helens' north slope. An earthquake at 8:32 a.m. on May 18, 1980 caused the entire weekend north face to slide away, suddenly exposing the partly molten, gas, and steam-rich rock in the volcano to lower pressure. The rock responded by exploding into a very hot mix of pulverized lava and older rock that sped towards Spirit Lake so fast that it quickly passed the avalanching north face.